It's Tuned to Yesterday, broadcasting shows from radio's yesteryear. Welcome, I'm your host, Mark Levanier. In this hour, horror programs. Later on, we hear The Hermit's Cave from 1945, but right now, Lights Out. Specifically, Fantasies from Lights Out. For most old-time radio fans and listeners, during the original run of Lights Out, associated the program with writer and director Arch Obler, who actually took over the show for its original writer, Willis Cooper. And after Obler departed the program, they started to bring back some of Cooper's scripts in an updated version. The first time they did this was in the summer of 1945 and called the program Fantasies from Lights Out. We'll hear a broadcast from that now, from July 21st, 1945 on NBC, called Reunion in Death.
You shall pluck from the grave even one flower, and shall afterward cast it away. Then shall the place where the flower be cast forevermore be haunted by the soul of him from whose grave was the flower plucked.
What's that? You're carrying, Adam?
What? Oh, I took some roses from her grave. Those red Ulrich runners that you sent, Christian. You knew she always loved them better than any other kind.
Yes.
They're her flowers. She always had a bowl of Ulrich runners in the living room, and they were at the bedside all the time she was sick.
We'll put them in water when we get home.
No, I don't think so, Basil. I think I want them to wither. I don't think I'd want to see red roses again blooming and happy. I'll think too much of her lying out there, lonely, afraid of the dark.
Don't, Adam.
Oh, Basil, I loved her.
Yes, old fellow. We know.
They're very fresh now. Almost as if they'd just been cut.
Yes. Well, except this one. It started to wither too soon. I don't want it. I want them all to wither together.
Did you throw that rose away, Adam?
Yes, I didn't want it.
You shouldn't have done that.
I didn't want one rose of all of them to wither away and die before the other's time comes.
No, Adam, but...
What's the matter, Christian?
I... Nothing.
What's the matter?
Adam, I hope you won't think I'm completely mad,
huh?
But my grandmother used to tell me of a superstition the old people had.
What, Christian?
Let's find that rose, shall we?
Why, what... What are you talking about?
What is the matter, Christian?
Well, it's almost indecent to mention it now. But there's an old superstition that if you take a flower from a grave and then throw it away, the spot where you throw it will be haunted by the spirit of... Well, do you see?
Oh, I threw it right back there by those old stone steps. I can find it again.
Christian, you... Why did you...
I'm sorry, I couldn't help it, Basil. My grandmother told it to me, and she believed it.
But you don't believe any such rot.
I don't know, Basil. None of us knows what truth there is in these superstitions. I'd rather not take a chance.
I can't find it.
It's gone.
It's gone, Christian. Now she lies out there alone, afraid. I
can't stand it, I tell you.
Now, Adam, please, old fellow, you must move.
Diane, my dearest,
I'll lie down on the couch, Adam. Perhaps you can sleep a little. I'll read to you, shall I?
I can't sleep, Basil. I can't with Diane. Oh, Diane, I can't live without you. I won't.
I'll lie down, Adam, old boy.
That's it. I'm sorry, fellas. I can't help it.
We know.
All right. Keeping you both awake when you stop work to do it. Ashamed of myself, but what can I do? What can I do?
I'll get a cup of coffee, shall I?
No, don't, please. I can only a minute.
No.
Will you boys do something for me?
Certainly.
Oh, good friends,
what do you want us to do, Adam?
Will you go with me to that place where I threw away the rose? Will you? I know it sounds mad, idiotic, but... If there's the slightest possibility that...
If you want us to, Adam.
Of course.
I wonder if there could be any truth in it.
None of us know, Adam. But there are folks who believe it.
Yes, if it is true.
You suppose I could... Can't be much farther. By those old stone steps.
Oh, there are the steps.
Oh, if it could only be.
We'll wait with you a little while, shall we?
Yes, I'm afraid to be alone.
We'll stay with you, Adam.
If she's here, she hears us.
Yes. Diane.
Do you really think Christian is ill?
Diane. Dogs howl when ghosts walk.
Diane, dearest. Diane. Oh, Diane, if you're here, answer me. Diane.
Oh, it's no use. I've lost her.
Oh, Diane.
Yes. Adam, we'll
they're not here with you.
That's it, Christian.
Oh, Diane.
Come on, Basil. Poor Chip. Oh, the poor fellow. He'll go mad if he doesn't.
Shh. Listen. Oh, Diane. Diane.
Yes, I...
I tell you, she did come. Yes.
You're certain, Adam?
Yes, I heard her voice. I talked to her.
Could you see her, Adam?
She was like a white shadow, Basil. A white shadow that wavered before me, and it was Diane.
Good heavens.
She knew why she was there, Christian. The flower, the withered rose was in her hand, and it wasn't withered anymore. It was fresh and beautiful as the day it was cut. I could smell its fragrance, the fragrance of a whole great garden of roses.
You're sure?
I'm as positive that I saw her. I spoke to her, Basil. She spoke to me.
She's happy?
Happy.
But lonely. She was so afraid of the dark always. Now she'll never be afraid of it anymore. I'm going there every night. Every night.
Adam, do you think it's best?
The only thing I can do, I must do it. I thought I'd lost her. Now I've got her back. Snatched from the very grave. She's mine forever.
You're very faithful.
Till death do us part, I said. Till death do us part, Christian. And death cannot part us. She's mine forever.
I wonder.
She asked about you. Both of you. She remembered. She knew that you sent the roses, Christian. She told me to thank you. She remembered. Beyond the grave, she remembered.
You are fortunate, Adam. Are you?
Adam, are you sure that you saw her and heard her? Are you sure that perhaps it wasn't wrought up nerves? Hallucination, perhaps.
You heard, you said, Basil.
Yes, we thought we heard a voice. But it might have been the wind in the tree.
No, it was Diane. And now she's mine again. Every night. Every night. For all the long years ahead.
I don't care. They're coming again tonight. I'm going out.
But Evelyn, dear.
Don't Evelyn dear me. They've been coming to my house every Wednesday night since we were married, and I don't like them. I don't like them, I tell you.
But Evelyn, they're my oldest and best friend.
And I'm your wife. If you could spend a little time with me instead of sitting around talking all night long with a couple of workers.
Evelyn, please.
I don't care. I won't have it. That's all.
If you want to go, Evelyn.
Well, I am going. That's all there is to it. Since I will not sit around here and try to amuse myself when you and they... Well, there they are now. I'm going.
Evelyn, you could at least be civil to my friends.
I've been civil enough to them for 6 years, and I'm not going to do it a minute longer. Go ahead. Have your good time. Don't worry about me. I'm going to enjoy myself.
Basil, Christian.
Adam, how are you?
Tired, boy. I seem to be tired all the time. Evelyn went out. She wanted to see a movie, I think, or something. I hope you won't mind.
No, not at all. Oh, of course not.
Come on into the studio. Just put your coat wherever you like and sit down.
Thanks. You know, we always look forward to these Wednesday nights, Adam. We don't see enough of each other anymore.
No, it's not like the old days when we spent all our time together.
Sit down, Christian. There are cigars in the box there.
Oh, thanks. You're looking a little done in, Adam. Been working too hard?
No, I suppose not. But it gets a little harder each time. I haven't the steady hand I used to have.
Oh, now, that isn't true. Your hand is just as sure as it ever was.
The looks of that landscape there, I'd say it was.
Oh, I should say so. Well, interesting, Adam. Very interesting.
You like it?
Very much. It looks rather familiar. I can't place it, though.
Well, that's what I was thinking.
You'd remember it, perhaps.
Yes?
You remember those old stone steps?
It's familiar.
Yes, very familiar.
I know.
Where, Basil?
The Cemetery Road.
where I threw away an Ulrich Brunner rose one day. 7 years ago. I've been married 6 years.
6 years? Doesn't seem possible, Adam.
No, oh, but it is.
Is everything all right, Adam?
Oh, yes. I've not been very faithful to her.
Well, you can't expect...
No, but I promised once till death do us part. Till death do us part. And I brought her back from the grave.
You still believe that?
For a long time, Christian, I didn't believe it. But now I wonder.
It was a long time ago.
Yes, a very long time ago.
You never went back there again, Adam?
No. Even the next day, I had to go west on that business connected with my uncle's death. I was gone for almost a year, you remember?
Yes.
And I came back, married to Evelyn.
Adam, Christian and I are your oldest friends. Why did you ever marry Evelyn?
I've been asking myself that question for 6 years, Basil. I don't know. That was the fact that she made over me, flattered me, the great artist. That was because I was so lonely.
It isn't too late.
Too late?
There are divorce courts.
Yes, I suppose so, but I gave her a promise.
You gave Diane a promise?
Yes. I broke that one. I shall not break another.
I drove down the cemetery road this afternoon. The old stone steps are gone.
Gone?
Yes. They're building houses along there now. New houses for a new generation.
The world changes.
And men change, Basil.
Have you changed, Adam? Really changed?
Do you think I have? Do you, Christian?
I thought you had changed. Now I'm not so sure.
You've not changed, Adam.
No. No, I think I've not. Grown older, forgotten a little. That's all.
We could drive out along the cemetery road, Adam.
Hmm?
The car's outside.
Yes.
No. No, I think not. I will be faithful in my own fashion until the time comes.
And then?
And then, my friend, I will still be faithful to the one I love.
You're a strange man.
Strange, no. Tell me that I will not break a second promise. But enough of this sadness. What'll it be, cards? Come on, light your cigars, have a drink. Be merry, my friends, be merry. Tomorrow, we die.
When I think of him tied to that woman...
Adam, who loved Diane and brought her back from the grave.
She's made his life a perfect hell.
What can you do about it? He won't divorce her.
No, of course not. He explained that tonight.
Yes.
Poor Diane.
Basil, did we hear her voice at the old stone steps that night?
Did we?
I don't know.
Adam was certain he did.
I remember.
He loved her so much.
He hasn't forgotten her.
No, he'll never forget her.
That wife of his will have him insane in another year.
Yeah. Did you notice that landscape we were talking about?
The stone steps?
Yes.
Yes, I noticed it.
Bad color. Perspective out of drawing.
Opposition all wrong.
You suppose Adam doesn't know that, Christian?
I don't know. Did he seem to?
She's taken that from him.
It was a fine artist, wasn't
it? Yes. Not anymore.
No. Well, thanks for bringing me home. Stop in and have a drink.
No, I don't think... Yes, I believe I will.
Well, then, come along.
Thanks.
I think Vera's going to bed, but we can find something.
I wouldn't ordinarily, but I think I need one tonight.
Yes, we both do, I think.
Eric, come in.
Oh, phone's ringing. I'll get it before it rings, Vera. Yes? Yes? Who? Oh. Oh, it's... No. Oh.
was Adam's wife, Basil.
Adam's wife?
He's dead. She found him lying in front of the picture of the stone steps.
Much out of life.
Did you see her?
Yes, I saw her.
She didn't seem very moved.
Impatient to get away.
Yes. Shall we go?
Leave the poor chap here. Alone.
With Diane there beside him.
Diane isn't there beside him, Christian.
What? Oh.
Yes. Well, rest in peace, Adam.
Amen.
I suppose it's the best thing.
Yes. The last 2 years haven't been very happy.
Still, it's hard to see the earth close above the head of a friend.
Yes.
He was smiling. Did you see?
Yes, I saw. He's keeping that broken promise now.
Getting awfully dark.
It's the time of year, and we've been there a long time.
A long time.
Passing the place in a moment.
Place where the stone steps were.
Yes. There's a new house there now.
Would you recognize the place?
I don't know.
It must be almost there now. It's so dark.
Dogs howl and ghosts walk, remember?
I remember.
Listen, Basil. What? I thought I heard something. A woman crying. Could it be?
Be still. Diane. Diane.
Yes.
Be still. Diane.
Who called me?
It's Diane.
Who called me?
I see her. White shadow.
Basil, Diane.
Basil. And Christian.
Yes, Diane.
Oh, Basil. I've waited so long for him. In the dark.
We know, Diane.
He has been faithful to you, Diane.
I know. I know, but now he will never come. He's dead, Christian.
Yes. We've just come from his grave.
Oh, Adam. Adam. I'm so longing for you.
You love him, Diane?
I love him, Basil. To the end of eternity. And he is lost to me forever now.
Lost? How can he be lost to you?
Because he has chained me to the spot with the flower he's flung away. This flower. The red rose that I love. Till the end of time, I must stay here. I cannot go.
Yes. Yes, I knew that.
I knew it, too.
I've lost him forever.
No, Diane.
You remember, too, Basil?
I remember, yes.
What have you done?
A flower from his grave.
To bring him here to you. And keep him.
Together, Basil. Keep your promise, Adam.
Adam.
Oh, Diane.
Diane, my love. I've found you again.
Adam. You've come back to me.
For eternity now.
By the soul of him from whose grave was the flower plucked.
Tonight's play was written by Willis Cooper. Our players tonight included Alexander Scorby, Joan Alexander, Sarah Burton, Arthur Cole, and Bill Griffiths. The entire production was directed by Garnett Garrison. Next week's play will deal with interstellar rockets, and although written 10 years ago, will be fresh and timely today. Join us again next Saturday for another fantasy chosen from Lights Out. National Broadcasting Company.
Fantasies from Lights Out on Tuned to Yesterday from July 21st, 1945 on NBC. The original writer of Lights Out, Willis Cooper, had left the series after about a year with the program to take on some Hollywood screenwriting duties. From there, Arch Obler stepped in and wrote well over 100 memorable scripts for the program before leaving for good in 1945 to write more dramatic and patriotic fare. It's an hour of horror on Tuned to Yesterday. I'm your host, Mark Levonier. And now on to The Hermit's Cave with A House on Lost Lands Bluff, a syndicated episode from 1945.
The Mummers in the Little Theater of the Air. Gas?
Couldn't be, Charles. Denon filled up at the last stop. What is it, Denon?
For heaven's sake, Nan, how do I know? Well, that's that.
Ooh, I hope we don't get stranded in this forsaken territory.
Well, that'd be something, wouldn't it? We haven't passed a house in the last 3 hours.
Well, I might as well get out and see what I can do.
You want me to take a look at it, Denton?
No. I'll tinker with it a while.
You and Nan sit down on the side of the road. I might be able to find the trouble for you, Dad.
Charles was only trying to help, Denton.
Never mind, I say. I'll have a thing going in a moment. Do as I say. Sit along the road. I'm going to work.
Come on, Charles. Let's do as he says.
Just as you say, Denton.
Here's a nice place to sit, Charles. We can look right down into a valley from here.
Why, it is nice, isn't it?
See? You can look all over the valley.
Wonder what they call this place.
I wouldn't know. Oh, look. We're not so far from civilization as I thought.
A town at the lower end of the valley.
Yes.
Now, that's still a long way away. You see? The road takes a roundabout way along the rim of the valley.
Uh-huh.
Say, I bet that's where I'm going to work.
Do you think so?
I'll just bet you that's where the job is that Denton got for me.
Way out? Away from everything?
Oh, I don't know. Looks like a nice little town. I'll make out all right.
I hate to have you leaving us, Charles. I'll be terribly lonesome.
Oh, I'll get back to the city occasionally.
You must be sure to do that.
Sure I will. Nan, Denton can't hear us talking from here, can he?
No.
I have a feeling that he managed this job for me way out here. because he didn't want me living with you two anymore.
Oh, no, Charles. Why should he object to my own brother living with us?
You've got me there. I can't figure it out. When I first came to stay with you, Denton talked of getting me work close by.
I know he did.
Man, there's something strange about it.
I don't know exactly what you mean, Charles.
Yes, you do. Ever since Denton came back from that road trip, he's acted strange.
Now that you mention it, I think I have noticed something different about Denton.
He was jolly and friendly enough to me when I first arrived. And now, all of a sudden, he's changed.
Maybe we're imagining it all.
Doesn't seem that he'd be jealous of his wife's own brother, does it?
No. Denton's not like that.
But he has been for the last 10 days. Morose, sullen, sitting most of the time staring at me.
Maybe he feels I've been paying more attention to you than to him.
Maybe that's it.
It's only natural that I'd be solicitous of my own brother, whom I haven't seen for so many years.
We won't talk about it anymore. All I hope is that he isn't ill, that you aren't going to have trouble with me so far away.
You said we mustn't worry about it. We won't.
No.
I do wish he'd get the car started.
He wouldn't let me help him. Fairly pushed me away.
Denton's frightfully independent. But I wish he'd hurry.
Nervous?
I think we're going to have a storm. We should be getting out of these hills and down into town quickly.
Say, sky is getting black and gloomy.
Look over to the west. Clouds are piling up fast.
Something of a wind coming up, too.
Denton just stands there looking at the car as if he didn't know what he was doing.
Maybe he doesn't. Well, let's go back over. Maybe you'll let me help him now.
All right.
Watch your step. There are jagged pieces of rock here.
The wind's getting stronger every minute.
It sure is. Looks like we might be getting a tornado. How are you making out, Denton?
What?
Located the trouble?
We should hurry, Denton. There's a terrific storm coming up fast.
Can't make the car go if it doesn't want to.
Look at the sky, Denton. We're in for a real storm.
Wow. There goes my hat. No use chasing it now.
Please, hurry. Get the car started.
All right. All right, get inside. Maybe it'll go now.
Let's hurry.
We'll have to drive like mad to get out of these hills and into the village before the storm breaks.
I know these roads, and I'll get you out all right.
Denton, don't be so cross. Jump on every word Charles says.
Then don't give me orders.
Easy. You'll never be able to keep the car on the road with a wind like this.
What are we going to do, Denton? It'll blow the car off the road and hurl us down the hill.
Wow. That was a peal of thunder.
Denton, we can't drive on in this.
No, I know we can't.
What are we going to do, Dan? Can we sit in the car and be safe?
We aren't going to sit here. We're going to make for shelter.
But where?
There's a house sitting up there on the rock.
It's so dark, I can't see it.
There's a house up there. I got caught in a storm the last time I was through here. Climbed up to that house and stayed until it blew over.
Can we get up there all right?
We can make it. We'll have to. Get out of the car. We've got to start right away. Hurry, climb out. Give me your hand, Dan.
The middle of the afternoon and black as night.
Oh, we've got to climb fast. We'll all take hold of hands and start up the rock. We've got to get to that house. We've got to get there. Give me your hand, man.
Let's go.
Hurry. Come on.
The door, Denton.
We don't have to knock. We walk right in.
What?
Hurry. Get inside.
Phew.
Boy.
What a relief. I thought for a few minutes we might not make it.
I'll bolt this door so the wind won't rip it open.
Who owns this place? Doesn't anyone live here?
There was no one living in it when I stopped on my way through here last time.
But it must belong to someone. It's completely furnished.
Whoever owns it hasn't been here for a long time, then. Everything's covered with dust and cobwebs. I can see them even in this pale light.
It's so dark in here. Can't you find a lamp or something, Denton?
I'll get a light. There's one in this room off the hall.
Come on, Charles, let's follow him. I don't like standing in this dark hall.
I found a lamp. I'll have it lighted in a moment.
Oh, it's so damp and cold in here. Ooh.
There. Huh. Light makes it better, doesn't it?
Some.
Maybe. I don't like the looks of this place.
At least we're out of the storm, Nan.
You stopped here on your last trip through, Denton? And there was no one living here then?
That's what I said, wasn't it?
But it's completely furnished. Surely someone lives here now.
Maybe they do. They aren't here now.
Almost like a dungeon in the room. Windows are built so high.
Something like a fort. But it's grand Denton knew of this place. Its shelves are out of the storm. A wind couldn't blow this building over.
Denton?
What?
What are you staring at?
What?
You heard what I said. What are you staring out into the hall for?
Say, Ben, are you all right?
Don't clench your hands that way. What do you see?
Did I say I saw anything?
What's the matter with you?
Don't keep asking me questions. I've got you out of the storm. Isn't that enough? Now leave me alone.
Where are you going? Where are you going, Denton? Stop him, Charles.
Don't you think we all of us sit in here? When the storm blows over, we can drive on.
What's wrong with him? He's moving like a person in a trance. Get him to come back in this room.
Are you ill, Denton? Is there something we can do?
Stay right where you are. Both of you.
What is it?
I'm going into that room across the hall.
But why? Why don't we all stay together? It's dark in here. I don't like it. I want you to stay near me.
I said I'm going into that room across the hall. And I'm going alone. Your brother Charles will take care of you. You prefer his company, don't you?
Is that what's wrong with you? Why do you act this way toward my brother?
You might as well make up your minds, both of you, that we'll stay in this house until morning. I'm going into this room to sleep.
Denton!
It's no use.
He is ill.
He's got it in for me. Come on. Let's go back where the lamp is.
Listen. You hear what he's doing?
Barricading the door.
What does all this mean? Oh, Charles.
Let's get back to where the lamp is.
It's as if he's lost his mind.
Sit down. It's been coming on him for some time. Ever since he made that last trip through here. We know that.
What shall we do? Why did he go into that room and leave us?
As soon as we get into town, we'll persuade him to see a doctor. Let's make the best of it now. If he wants to leave us and sleep, let him.
Oh.
It's tough on you, Nan. I'm sorry I've brought you all this trouble.
Denton's never been this way before. There's something dreadfully wrong. What was that?
Oh, is that Denton laughing?
No, it can't be. He's never laughed like that in his life.
Oh, it's coming from the room Denton went into. That's for sure.
He's going mad. Oh, Charles.
Come on.
You have to let us in.
Denton? Denton, what is it?
Let us in. Dan, let us in.
Locked?
Bolted and barricaded.
Denton, please let us in. It is coming from in there. But it's not Denton. It can't be. Oh, what are we going to do? What should we do?
Everything's all right now, Nan. He's quieted down.
He answered you the last time you went over to the room?
Yes. He said, "I'm all right. Go away."
Oh.
I think he's going to sleep now. We might as well do the same.
I can't sleep in this horrible house.
Yes, you can. It'll only be a few hours before morning.
But what if Denton refuses to come out of that room in the morning?
He'll be better in the morning. Storm's passed over, too. Everything will seem different in the morning.
Leave the lamp burning. I'm scared.
Sure. I'll set it on the mantel. It won't bother our eyes, but it will shed some light.
Yes, that will be all right. You think Denton will sleep?
I think he's asleep now. I'd break the door down, Nan, if I thought it would do any good. But I think it's best to let him get over this spell by himself.
I'll never believe it was he laughing.
Who could it have been but Denton? Oh, now, don't worry anymore. Try to get some sleep. If he calls out, I'll wake you up.
It seems like a nightmare, doesn't it?
It will in the morning. Everything will be different then. Go to sleep now. You need the rest.
Charles, ready to kill him, eh? The hermit will tell you before the night is done.
Now, back to the hermit.
Terror-stricken, Charles and Nan stand in the middle of the room in this strange house on Lost Man's Bluff, wondering who tried to kill Charles. Listen.
You mean you think it was...
I know it was Denton.
Oh, that's ridiculous. Denton trying to kill me.
I know it was he. With his hands reaching out for your throat.
Oh, no.
And when I screamed, he ran back into that room and closed the door. Charles, where are you going?
I'm going to get him out of that room before something really happens.
You mustn't go near him.
I've got to. No, you stay here.
Never. I'm going with you.
I'm going to make him let me in there.
He may try to kill you again.
I don't think he will. You stay behind me. Denton? Denton!
Denton!
The door's unlocked. Denton? Denton? Stay back, man. I'm going to light a match. Great heaven! Denton!
What is it?
Get back. Don't look.
Why are you closing the door? What is it, Charles? What did you see?
No. Denton's...
Something's happened to him. Something's happened to Denton. What is it, Charles? Tell me quick. What is it?
Denton hanged himself. Keep hold of yourself, Nan. We've got to get out of here. Down into town and get the authorities here.
Denton. Denton hanged himself.
Let's hope the car runs. We've got to get into town. The laughter again.
Look. Look. Up at the top of the stairs.
What is it?
In this faint light, it looks like the figure of a man.
Yes. But you can see right through him. He's disappeared.
Standing there at the head of the stairs, pointing at us. Then vanished.
That same laughter.
Charles, you're not going up there. We're going to get out of the place right away and get help. Quick, hurry, we must get help.
Well, I tell you, it's urgent. You've got to go up there right now.
Go up to that house on Lost Man's Bluff before daybreak?
Right now.
Oh, no. Not me.
But my husband is dead in that house.
Would never enter the door of that house at night. No, sir. Neither would anyone else in this town.
Denton is dead.
He ain't the first one to die up there.
What do you mean?
Ain't never heard of the house on Lost Man's Bluff?
No. We don't live around here.
Oh, well, that explains that.
What did you mean when you said that Denton was not the first man to die there?
5 years ago, a fella that owned that house killed his brother, then hanged himself.
What?
That's right. But hanging didn't seem to take him out of this world. Now, I ain't the only one that's been there, passed there at night and heard his wild laughter. It's fit to make the hair stand right up on a man's spine. Other folks tried to live in that house. But you know what happens to them when they go in a certain room in that house?
The room Denton tried to sleep in?
The desire to kill enters in them. And the laughter of him that belongs to the other world drives them mad. They can't get away from it. They return to the place.
Charles, that's what happened to Denton. He said he'd been in that house before.
They try to kill. If there's anyone near to kill, and then they take their own lives. It's happened to 3 other people. One man got back to town and told his experience, but he went back up there a few weeks later and took his life, hanged himself. Oh, no, sir. You'll have to wait till morning. Won't get nobody to go up there in the night to that house on Lost Man's Bluff.
On Lost Man's Bluff continues to pierce the night. Don't ever go near it after sundown. No. Turn on your lights. Turn them on. I'll be back. Pleasant dreams.
Characters, places, and occurrences mentioned in the Hermit's Cave are fictitious, and similarity to persons, places, or occurrences is purely accidental.
The Hermit's Cave, on Tuned to Yesterday from 1945, a syndicated recording. And that is it for this hour of horror on Tuned to Yesterday. Be sure to be with us next time for more great programs from radio's golden era. Until our next hour together, I'm Mark LeVernier. Thanks for tuning in.